Both Haines and Skagway are establishing new efforts to combat drug abuse. Task forces in both communities are trying to come up with solutions. At an initial meeting in Haines, community members brainstormed concerns and possible answers. The Public Safety Commission organized the discussion after hearing from Police Chief Heath Scott about increasing numbers of opioid-related overdoses at a recent meeting. Jen Walsh is one of Haines' paid firefighters. She said from her perspective on the ambulance crew, opioid use is increasing in town. She said she's been on the team for 7 years. In the first 5 years, she said she never administered Narcan, the drug used to treat an opioid overdose. But that isn't the case anymore.
5 years, never did I give this. And I've been an EMT too, so I've been able to give this drug for all that time. And it is just increasing.
Much of the conversation about whether there is a significant increase is anecdotal. This discussion went beyond that, ranging from prevention to lack of local resources for addicts to a desire to have a drug dog in town. For some people, the most important thing is getting the conversation started. Here's Jamie Dozier.
What we need to do here is we need to communicate. Nobody talks about the drug addiction. Nobody.
Larry Berzanski said he's been an addict for many years. He said the drug problem isn't limited to Haines.
It's huge. Huge. Bigger than you guys can ever imagine. In fact, Haines is living under a rock. United States, at large, is so big.
Chief Scott said policing is not the only answer. He said there needs to be other strategies for dealing with drug use.
There's no way, with the set of circumstances that we're faced with in Alaska, that we're going to solve this from a law enforcement standpoint.
Aleka Fullerton said she wants to see those other solutions discussed too.
I'm taking my hat off as the deputy clerk and putting my mom hat on. And I don't want to see this conversation just revolve around enforcement. I would like to see this conversation be talking more about education and prevention and what we can all do.
Haines School Principal Renee Martin said education is a key part of this conversation.
Education and early education is critical. We feel we have a really solid program at the school, and we work very hard to help students understand choices and what those choices mean long term, the whole gamut.
Haines Search Clinic Administrator Pat Heffley said from their perspective, medical providers haven't seen any major changes in the number or demographics of people coming to the clinic for issues related to drug use. But he said that's not surprising and doesn't necessarily reflect what's happening in the community.
So the people will come to us for many things, but it is not unusual that they will not come for addiction services. Many people will not. Some will. But they have not noticed an increase.
In March, highly addictive opioids such as fentanyl were stolen from the Haines Clinic. Heffley said he spent many years running drug treatment programs.
The answers tend to be within the community rather than without. And I hope that tonight is but a spark that might have a little bit of flame that might build the fire that might warm up the hearts and spirit in the community.
The conversation generated a couple ideas. The commission asked the school to provide a link on their website to the police department's anonymous tip line. They also want local police to carry Narcan and talked about the possibility of having the drug available where defibrillators are around town. And they want to continue the dialogue within the community. Michael Fullerton said everyone has to be involved.
I think we have to look to everyone to address this issue. We can't give anyone an excuse. No one should be allowed to not have this conversation. This has to be part of our larger community.
The commission voted to establish a drug awareness task force. An opioid task force got its footing earlier this year in Skagway. The Skagway School, Assembly, Clinic, and Police Department are working together on the effort.